I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Woodbury County Sheriff's Office concluded testing of all jail inmates for COVID-19. Out of 149 inmates, 11 came back positive. The inmates had been separated from the rest of the population to ensure the safety of staff and other inmates. The first positive results were discovered last weekend when 10 inmates were tested before transitioning into the state prison system. To try and stop the spread of infection, the jail did reduce the number of people incarcerated. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed historic legislation today on the steps of the Iowa State Capitol in Des Moines. The new law was in response to demands of protesters marching against racial injustice.
This bill is a loud and resounding signal from the people of Iowa and its leaders that we are ready and willing to act.
This includes a ban on chokeholds in most situations and prevents problem officers from working for other law enforcement agencies. Iowa football coach Kurt Ferentz and three of his players say the team took a big step forward towards improving its lines of communications in the week since the program was hit with allegations of systemic racism. Players returned to campus to begin voluntary workouts and spent 2 days with coaches voicing concerns about the program's culture. Ferentz says the meetings were raw and emotional and that the players did most of the talking. Former players accused strength coach Chris Doyle of bullying and making racist comments. He remains on paid administrative leave. The Woodbury County Commissioner of Elections announced on Friday there will be 7 vote centers for a special election on July 7th. The election is to fill an opening on the Board of Supervisors. It was delayed from April 14th because of concerns surrounding the pandemic. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.